Good morning. This is Barb Lamson, Minnesota River Valley Master Gardener. And with me this morning is my fellow Master Gardener,
Karen Wright.
Hey, Karen. It's warming up outside. We're thinking about gardening. And when I think about gardening, I think of peas. What a great crop they are.
And you know what? That is one of the best things to start with if you've got any kids, because they're quick, they're easy, and it's so fun to eat the peas out of the pod when they're ready, and they don't take that long either. So I would say if you're going to show kids gardening, this is a great starter crop for them.
I agree. I absolutely agree. You know, we always planted peas when I was a kid. I don't know how many of those ever got into the house for my mother to cook
them
for a meal. We'd get hungry in the daytime. We'd run out to the pea patch and we'd eat the peas.
Us too.
It was just absolutely great. But, you know, why not? It's a great snack. It's always ready for you. It's clean. It's been protected by the shell. I just think it's really great.
Now, there are some different types of peas. So I'm just going to,
yes.
There's some lingo. You may have heard of shelling peas. There's snow peas and snap peas.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference is shelling peas are the ones, they're sometimes called the English peas or garden peas. And these peas don't have edible pods. You have to shell these first. And they're often grown as a crop for like Green Giant or something that will can them.
Out in the field, are those the farmer would raise?
More likely, yes.
Yeah.
And the snap peas and snow peas both have edible pods, but the difference here is the type. The snap peas have the plump pods, while the snow peas are just kind of flat and thinner. But you'll want to harvest both of those when the pods are small and the peas are more tender. The shell peas, though, should be harvested once they're filling out the pods.
Sure.
The snow peas is the main one that my husband likes. He's just like, Karen, just grow snow peas.
You know, I always raise peas, too. And actually, I am not very particular when I'm buying seed. I will just about grab anything. And I also save seed from year to year.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, and I've been very, very lucky with that. But one of the things that I learned was when the plant is making its pods, sometimes it looks like it's filled out, and they're not. There's only one pea in there. And so you have to very gently take the pod and squeeze on the end and then come all the way down, and you'll see it's just getting started. You pick that off, and there you've lost 8 or 9 peas.
Right. Well, if they don't have consistent water, too, they might not develop in the pod either. So that's important
true.
For consistent water. I've got recommendations for 3 different seeds that I would recommend. And
mm-hmm.
I know you've got some, too. I'm going to tell you the best snow pea that we have tried. It's called the Oregon Sugar Pod 2. And that is, it's an heirloom. It's only 28 inches tall, so you don't really need trellises,
right.
Which I like. And it resists the pea virus and the common wilt and powdery mildew. And it's great for freezing. And it's only ready in 68 days. So that's my favorite snow pea.
Right.
My favorite pod pea is called the Wando pea. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I have heard of Wando.
The reason this is so great is if you want to plant later in the growing season, because generally you want to start when the soil is 45 degrees early. But
right.
This is one that the seeds are more heat and drought tolerant than other varieties. So it lets you, you know, raise another crop later on. So that's the one I like. And then finally, the final one that my husband grew in a hanging basket. It's the patio pride pea.
That's interesting. That is getting them up off the ground. I think I might try and raise that.
The great thing is this is an all-American selection, and it only takes 40 days to ripen, and it produces 30 or more pods per plant. So
wow.
Excellent for your small garden and only 18 to 24 inches. So those are my recommendations. How about you?
Now, well, tell me, what was the name of that last one again?
Patio Pride Peas.
Patio Pride Pea.
All American selection, which means
okay.
It's really good.
I'm going to try that. I like Little Marvel. It's a small pod, has only 4 peas in it. I like it because with peas, it's really tricky knowing when they're at their height, because what happens, the pea itself, it's the fruit has sugar, they're sugary.
Mm-hmm.
But as they grow and mature, that sugar turns to starch.
Yeah, and they aren't as good.
And they aren't, no, they're very flat. Even the skin on the outside, the pod itself.
It's tougher, yeah.
It is tougher. So watch that. Make sure that you take them before they start going to starch instead of sugar.
Right.
Well, if you'd like more information about gardening, anything to do with vegetables, contact your Extension Service. This is Barb Lampson along with
Karen Wright
wishing you Happy Easter.